It's MKFM this afternoon, joined by Deputy Leader of Milton Keynes City Council, Councillor Robin Bradburn. Robin, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Michael. Very well indeed.
Lovely to have you on. First of all, give us a bit of an overview of your role on Milton Keynes Council and what you do.
Right, well, my main claim to fame is I'm leader of the Liberal Democrat group on Milton Keynes City Council, and we have a progressive alliance with the Labour Party in running the administration. We're in our second year, and I am deputy leader of the council for my sins, and my main portfolios are the economy and cultural and events. So the Milton Keynes Business Achievement Awards fall very squarely in my economic portfolio. So it's something that I really want to champion and push ahead, because Milton Keynes City Council is one of the main headline sponsors. And we had a great night last year when we did the awards ceremony at the Doubletree down at the stadium. So I'm very keen for it to continue to progress, because any city, particularly a new city, needs businesses to be the backbone, whether they're small, large, and the more diverse, the better, because it creates employment, brings much needed finances into the area, and helps with well-being. And this year the theme is diversity, and even last year that was shown. If you look at some of the winners, the overall winner was a lady, Shalom Lloyd, with her naturally tribal skincare company, though of black origin. Shalom Lloyd really sees herself as a resident and a person of Milton Keynes. One of the awards that I had the pleasure of giving out was to a company called Vertigo VR, Virtual Reality Centre in the centre of Milton Keynes, for entertainments and leisure. And they do these 3-5D cinemas and look after people with this virtual reality bent that people have now because of the amazing growth of computer games. And the gentleman who's the CEO of that, it was a gentleman called Alex Lurie, who came from Latvia originally, but now considers Milton Keynes his heart and home. So it really does show that having a diverse business does help, and it encourages more people to come to Milton Keynes and set up their business, employ people, and bring in much needed revenue.
Absolutely. And the two examples you gave there, I think, are they typify the Milton Keynes business awards, in so much as you find out about businesses through these awards that personally I would never have known existed here in Milton Keynes, but you get to find out the incredible things that the business community is achieving every day.
Yeah, the 14 award categories, and the difference between some of the companies and what they offer and what they do, as you say, until you actually scratch the surface and really examine what they do, you don't realize the absolute broad spectrum of things. One of the winners last year was ClimbQuest, with the thing in the escape where they people come and practice climbing up walls, which is not my thing, but seems to be very popular.
I'm sure.
And I know that this year in March, next year in March, the 23rd of March is when the awards for 2023 will be. I know Nicholas Mann, who's the president of Milton Keynes Business Leaders, is really keen that we have as many businesses there as possible. Mm-hmm. So we move from the ballroom at the hotel and take up the Marshall Arena. That is, I think, his big aim. So as many businesses as possible should enter and be involved, take tables, so that we can make it the biggest event ever, even in these trying times.
Yeah.
The Milton Keynes really is bucking the trend to a certain extent, but we always have to be mindful. We're heading into a winter that I don't think many have any real idea of what effect energy prices and cost of living is going to have. So we really need to be positive and try and encourage businesses to get involved in these things and make entries.
Absolutely. So getting bigger and bigger, which is great to hear. And you mentioned your role on the council involves, amongst other things, economy and events, of which this combines both. Milton Keynes Council have been a sponsor of this for many years. Why is it important for the council to be involved in these business achievement awards?
Well, because without business, there's no backbone to any area, city, town, borough, whatever it is. Without business, you wouldn't get business rates. And without business rates, a local authority can't run. So it is important to have viable and diverse businesses and a variety of businesses. So it offers that unique offer of employment for as many different people as possible, because not everyone's going to be an accountant and not everyone wants to work in a warehouse.
Yes.
So you've got to have that broad spectrum, and that's what hopefully by having this broad spectrum of different companies that we can attract people to stay and work as well as live in Milton Keynes. Because as we know, with Milton Keynes transport links, a lot of people who live in Milton Keynes don't necessarily work within the city because of the train connections to London and Birmingham and things like that. And also, the better the businesses and the more successful, the better the wages they pay and the better the income for the local businesses, particularly in towns like Newport Pagnell, Wolverton, Bletchley. They rely on the larger businesses to employ people to enable them to spend their money locally.
Very well said. And you mentioned the broad range of businesses. The Business Achievement Awards is open to any business, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. And even more so this year, any business that feels it's diverse. Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
So what would you say to someone who's maybe a business owner that's not maybe totally aware or maybe never been, maybe this is the first year considering entering, what would you say to them?
I'd say get in touch with the Milton Keynes business leaders, look up the Milton Keynes Business Achievement Awards on the website, just Google it or use whatever engine you have and just see and fill in the form and get involved. And, you know, they're more than happy to help and assist people to get involved. And that's what we need.
And finally, in terms of businesses that have won in the past, what does winning an award or being nominated, what does that mean to a business here at Milton Keynes?
I think it gives them momentum. It gives them something to show in their offices. And it's a recognition of hard work and perseverance. And there's nothing more than a little bit than being recognised and being acknowledged for doing well to encourage you to get up in the morning and go into the office or into your workshop or your factory or your virtual reality showroom to get on and do the job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, another interesting thing that I think hopefully we will celebrate this year, and I haven't really spoken, but it's interesting that the broadcaster Bill Turnbull, who sadly passed away this year, he hosted the 2014 Awards. Mm. That was 8 years ago. And I hope that we should recognise him, because whoever hosts it. So it's a nice thing. He was well respected. And I think that's the level that this award ceremony has got. Even back in 2014, it attracts a lot of attention, and it puts Milton Keynes firmly on the map, and even more so now that we've got our city status.
Absolutely. Very well said. Well, we are looking forward. It's always a great night, so we're absolutely looking forward to the Stadium MK in March of next year. If you're thinking about entering, if maybe you've never entered before, absolutely get an entry in for the Milton Keynes Business Achievement Awards. And Councillor Robin Bradburn is the Deputy Leader of Milton Keynes City Council. Robin, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to big up something that is, you know, just one evening, but it will help lots of companies and people over the next year or so. Thank you very much, Michael.